Weekend. Hey, thank you for coming along to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. Do you love pizza? Who doesn't love pizza, right? Now, let me just say this. Most people believe the best pizza in the world, other than Italy, is New York pizza or Chicago pizza, maybe Boston pizza, right? And then you go to other towns and they have Domino's and the pizza's really fast food pizza, nothing special. Well, I came across a very interesting article about the most unexpected places in the United States to find great pizza. All right, so I thought I'd go through this little pizza journey, this travelogue with you, and see where we can find great pizza, which is one of the great pleasures of life, other than outside of Naples, by the way, in Italy. That pizza is incredible. But according to this article, Food and Wine Magazine, Ann Arbor, Michigan, yes, Mani Osteria has a wonderful wood-fired oven, and it has a lot of local vegetables. So that is a place in Ann Arbor, Michigan, you may want to check out. Down in Miami, there's Harry's Pizzeria. And he has his special pizza, which is a kind of a cheese that he uses on it. I've never heard of this cheese. It's like a mozzarella, but it's called trugole. And it's very stretchy and gooey. So this is the signature cheese that Michael Schwartz, the chef of Harry's Pizzeria, uses in Miami. Next, we have Detroit. I would agree. Detroit has some really great food, Buddy's Pizza. And they have square pies. The specialty of the house is pepperoni, mushrooms, onion, green peppers, and ham. And this place has been around for 50 years. So it has staying power in Detroit, Buddy's Pizza. Then in St. Paul, Minnesota, once again, we have Punch Pizza. And even Andrew Zimmern, who is the host of Bizarre Foods, says this is insanely good Neapolitan pizza. He has a great mushroom pie. They use a great cheese and oregano. Punch Pizza in St. Paul, Minnesota. We're back to Minnesota there. Now, over in Portland, Oregon, Ken's Artisan Pizza, a very popular pizza there, is a bacon-topped pie. And this place has been open since 2006 in Portland. Now, yeah, a bacon-topped pie is not traditional, obviously, for pizza lovers. But, you know, if you like bacon, I suppose it works okay for you. I'm not sure about that one. Austin, they have a wood-burning place called the Backspace. And the oven there heats the crusts to 1,000 degrees. And the chefs spend months developing a special dough to stand up to this heat. Why that hot? I don't know, but that's their specialty in Austin, the Backspace. And they have this very hot pizza oven. Back to Detroit once again, Supino Pizzeria. This is a very cozy little pizza shop. It looks very old school. And their signature pie is roasted garlic. That's not for me. Don't like it. Black olives. I do like that. Ricotta, mozzarella, and chili oil. I like everything but the garlic in Detroit. What's with Minnesota? There's another one that has been chosen as one of the best pizzas in the United States. We go to Minneapolis, Pizzeria Lola. It's been said that this is better than New York City and Chicago pies put together. What? Impossible. This is an interesting pie that is a specialty. It has guanciale, leeks, and a little bit of cream. They also have eggs on this pie. I'm not so sure about this one. I mean, again, this is not traditional stuff. St. Louis has Pastoria. Very cute looking place. They have Neapolitan style pies. And they are a bit more traditional. So that is more up my alley. And we have, let's see, what else do we have here? We have a place in Yountville, California. That's Northern California, where all the food is good and the wine is incredible. They have a very chic Napa Trattoria there called Redwood in Yountville. California comes in with a lot of good ones. Let's see. This is my final one in Louisville, Garage Bar. Sounds good. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
America Weekend. Welcome to American Biker Minute. The little girl in the checkout line had to be asked for payment 3 times. What in the world is it about a crappy little phone that prevents potential riders from discovering a whole new world? Too busy texting to be bothered by motorcycling? Seriously? Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. 27% of all iPhones sold in China, where the average yearly income is under $5,000. Young Americans could easily afford a brand new bike if they were willing to go without a smartphone with unlimited 4G. Millennials already saddled with college education debt, paying $100 a month for phone service and smartphone payments. And it's not like they'd buy a bike even if they had more cash. They're far too busy staring into a little 4-inch screen to be bothered with motorcycling.
Break it down and cry.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
When you buy a house, you'll take out a mortgage and pay interest on the money you borrow. Interest is simply rent on money.
So you're going to pay rent either way, to a landlord or to a banker, but...
A Federal Reserve survey shows that the median net worth of homeowners is nearly $170,000 greater than that of renters.
Why do homeowners end up with so much more? Two words, forced savings. Forced savings.
Every month, part of their mortgage payment goes to reduce the amount they owe.
So eventually, they owe nothing. But you don't have to buy a house. Invest through a payroll deduction or an automatic withdrawal from your checking account.
Pay yourself first. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.